Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of What the Hal. Now, if I have my way, there is a guest here in the studio that I would love to hear say, what the hell? But unfortunately, that guest is not very talkative today. Mike Simonson is one of my guests. He's very talkative. Hi, Mike.
What the hell?
What the hell, yeah. But there's this other guest named Officer Bird. Tell me about Officer Bird.
Well, Officer Bird is a blue and gold macaw and, you know, just a big parrot. He's 42 years old. I've had him.
He's 44.
Thank 44, you. I keep messing up. Yeah. And I've had him 42 years.
Right.
And he's a police officer. He became LAPD in 1977. The chief made him a police officer because we teach kids safety. And he rides a bike, skateboards, roller skates, drives a police car. And then, of course, which I'm honored, KTDV did PSAs on Officer Bird, what actually made him kind of famous.
And that's our station. It's Fox 11. And PSAs are public service announcements.
Right.
And so we had these public service announcements on TV in the 80s in which Mike and Officer Bird would talk about things like stranger danger and different kinds of subjects that had to do with safety. And that was wrapped around our children's shows on Fox 11 so the kids could see these and really get an education thanks to the help of this beautiful macaw. How do you describe this bird? Kind of a yellow chest,
gold, yellow chest, and that's why they call him blue and gold or yellow. He has blue feathers all over, green on top, you know, and he's just a beautiful, beautiful
bird. Are
those
blue eyes?
Those are brown eyes.
Brown eyes. It's kind of hard to tell. And the other thing that's interesting about the beak is it almost has a marble look to it.
More or less, and you do... I want to let everybody know, don't ever go up to any parrot and try to pet that bird unless you ask the owner first, because that bee can actually break your finger off.
Is that
500
right?
pounds per square inch on that.
Oh, wow.
And I do teach that as well in when I go to schools. I talk about don't approach any animal unless you ask a person first, because they can bite, they can this, but that beak right there, he's bit me one time. And bleeding all over. I was with a man named Jimmy Stewart. I'm sure you've heard of him.
Sure.
And we were doing a presentation together, and Bird grabbed me right between the fingers, and blood's coming down. And it was, what was really funny is Mr. Stewart goes, Mike, you want me to break his neck? I go, no, Mr. Stewart, it's okay.
I used to work for Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, did you really?
No, Jimmy Stewart owned a radio station in Fort Worth, Texas, along with some other partners, KRXV Radio.
Oh.
And I worked there back in the... in the 70s, and one day Jimmy Stewart came to the station, the actor, and I asked him if he'd like to be on my afternoon TV show, and he said, sure. And I thought, well, what a great opportunity to play. And so I told him, when I come on, I'm going to do an introduction, and when I point to you, I'd like you to say something like, hello, everybody, I'm Jimmy Stewart. And so he said, sure, I'll play along. So I got on the mic, hello, everybody, it's 3 o'clock, welcome to... the Hal Eisner Show, blah, 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 blah. I've been working on my impersonations for a while, and I want to see what you think of this one. I pointed at Jimmy Stewart. He goes, hello, everybody. I'm Jimmy Stewart. And I said, what do you think? Pretty good, huh? And of course, it was Jimmy Stewart all along. And I love that, man. I thought he was terrific, and he was very, very nice.
He was down to earth.
He was very down to earth, yeah.
We worked together, and I'm telling you something. He was just – he loved Officer Bird, of course, but he was just so down to earth and helpful and everything else, and I was honored to be with him. You know, of course. You know, we grew up watching all their shows and everything.
Yeah, he was quite the actor.
Yes.
And Officer Bird is quite the actor, too. He had to have a SAG card, right?
Actually, Michael Simonson has a SAG card and after card, but I had to get those cards, and I've had it, 40 years now?
Yeah, well, it'd be SAG
because
after
we were
now.
On, yeah,
but,
SAG after.
But back then, in the
but
day.
It was for Officer Bird, too, and that's basically we had to do that.
Was he ever in movies?
He's been in a couple movies. Don't ask me. One with Little House on a Prairie guy.
Michael Landon?
Michael Landon.
Yeah.
We were in a movie with him doing Special Olympics. He was doing a movie. And then we were in another movie, golly, I can't remember. But we did a few acting things here and there, but basically Bird. And nobody wants me. You know, I just clean up his poo-poo. You
his
know.
Poo-poo, right.
His poo-poo.
Animal actors are very special.
Yes.
And they take a lot of training, and you have to really work with them, and they have to really trust you. And to do the things that need to happen in a performance, like in front of a camera. How hard is that?
You know what? Training is hard no matter what you do. It's just a matter of keeping him calm, because when we've been on TV a million times, different shows, you know, talk shows, this and that, but he would get too excited sometimes and actually fly off. So he's trained not to fly too much anymore because I clip his wings, this and that, because one time his wings were not clipped and he was actually trained to go around the kids and come back on my arm. And then one day he looks out a window. It's a two-story building. And he decides that he's going to go outside, right? And he hits the window and fell two stories. And he's like, rah! And all the kids are going, oh, they're crying. And I run over and go, Bird, what did you do? And so basically you got to keep him calm. You got to work with him.
But let me ask you this. I mean, I've seen him in front of a camera, but the cameras weren't right in his face. So when he's done, well, let's go back to the 80s when he did those PSAs, those public service announcements. Was he ever spooked by those cameras? All the people around, the people with the microphones?
It's not the people. You know, yeah, a little. Sometimes, yes. We did a pet show or something pet, and he had to drive his police car. And he just... For somehow they wouldn't give us a table because he does everything on a table and they wanted to do on the floor. He wouldn't do it. He says, I ain't doing it. You know, I mean, I don't know what he said, but.
He does talk.
He does talk. He says hello. He says bye. You mentioned this morning you were going, Polly want a cracker? Polly want a cracker? He says, Polly wants to go to Hawaii. Okay. So, but bottom line is, he does talk, but now his age. You know, kind of, he's just relaxing now. I think he said to himself, I'm retired, I ain't doing it.
Well, okay, dog lives are 7 years per year.
Right.
That's what they say. So if a dog is 10 years old, the dog is 70 years old.
Right.
What about birds?
Birds, it's our age.
Really?
So our age.
So 44 is 44.
44
and
is 44. No, there's no, as far as I've learned over the years, but I know birds. I had a friend who had a 60-year-old bird. I had another friend who had an 80-year-old bird. So they live a long time. And I understand in England there's a parrot that's actually 110.
No kidding.
So, yeah, and it was in Ripley's or whatever. And he's been on Ripley's too. So
has he?
Yeah, so I'm honored. You know, over the years of doing this, we're there to help kids,
right,
and bring out some of the things that people don't even want to talk about. But you know what? It's an honor to help them, and it makes you feel good about yourself.
Well, I want to talk about some of that. And I also want to say before I forget that I think Bird looks awfully good for 44. I've been 44 several times.
I'm sure you
so
have.
So I appreciate his age. I also appreciate what you two have done with young people, even as late as about a year or so ago,
right,
when you were communicating with a child that had been abused, and while they can't see it at home because or in the car because doesn't have a television camera,
right,
to it. Describe what happened. Describe the drawings. Give us a little story on that.
Well, I was called, and I get a lot of different calls from psychologists or from people that kind of know me and they asked me to bring Bird over to talk to them if they've been molested or abused. And this 8-year-old girl, I was called and I went over there and brought Bird, and she's kind of very quiet, but I said, no, you can talk to the Bird, or I want you to draw some pictures, okay, of what's going on. And she was being abused by her father, and the father was molesting her as well as putting her in a closet, and then mom kind of, you know, maybe not, maybe didn't, but finally, you know, this really came out. And what happened, she drew a picture of her dad and her, you know, and just a nice sketch, a little color. And she says, I am sad, when she was with dad. So then she turned it over, and I was amazed. She drew a picture of her with Bird on her shoulder and me next to them saying, I am happy, with a big smile. And I'm going, wow. You know, so Bird makes a difference in people's lives. And, of course, what I do with children or even adults, I say you need to talk about it. If you've been molested or abused, you need to talk about it. You need to look forward. It's never actually going to go away, but you do need to get help. And you need to and help others. And if you help others, bottom line is you're helping yourself.
Have you seen in other police departments anything similar to this?
They do. Mostly every police department. I'm not saying they use animals all the time, but they're...
Well, that's what I was referring to.
Oh,
is there other officer birds at other departments? Doggy bird.
Dogs.
I mean,
no,
you know...
There is dogs they bring out, which is wonderful. Horses, of course, in certain states.
Well, I remember as a kid, they'd come out to my elementary school. It wasn't the police. It was the dentist, and they would come out with Happy the dog, who had really great teeth, and the idea was to encourage us to brush our teeth.
Can I meet that dentist?
Well,
I mean,
Happy, I still have the certificate at
okay.
home that was from Happy the dog. So it makes me happy when I look at it.
But they do have, you know, how they do have different programs at different companies. They kind of stopped a little over time, but they still have great officers that go out there and mingle and be with the children.
Are you using social media?
I have social media. I have Instagram.
Do you use it?
I don't really use it. I'm not good at that stuff. I'm old.
Well, you know what? I'm old too, but I still use it and I enjoy it. And so, you know, it feels to me like, you know, there could be an Officer Byrd Facebook page.
Well, there is actually.
And there is. So let's direct people to it. It's called
Officer Byrd.
On Facebook. So you just go to Facebook and
Officer
search.
Byrd. Okay, actually, Officer Byrd Simons.
Okay, and what's on that page? And it's BYRD, by the way.
BYRD, right. Well, it's just basically a little about Byrd. I don't do much of that stuff, you know, because I realize that when I see Facebook and all this good stuff, it says I went to the bathroom and all this good stuff. So I don't want to say Byrd just pooped. But basically, you know, it talks about we just joined Instagram, and I had Byrd on Instagram swinging at the beach. He was swinging on a swing. And I said, wow, that's cool, you know, and he's doing that. And to me, those little things.
But what about the idea of Officer Byrd says, don't get in a car with a stranger.
I think
Officer Byrd says, blah, blah, blah.
It's needed. It's needed a lot. I mean, because every day on the news, you see some kid who's some stranger trying to get them. And most unfortunately, children are molested by people they know. Strangers, yes. And I like to get, you know, we have a YouTube thing that we just redid, you know, Officer Byrd Remake, okay?
Is that what it's called, Officer Byrd Remake?
Remake, basically.
Okay.
You know,
on YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube.
Okay, everybody go to YouTube and Officer Byrd Remake.
Remake.
Which isn't where Officer Byrd is making and making again, but it's where Officer Byrd
but
is
just,
remaking.
Just to show stranger danger and these kids volunteered. This gentleman who played the bad guy volunteered. He's a friend of mine. And these people who do YouTube things, they're, you know, video people, did it. You know, they didn't ask for anything. They just wanted to get the word out. And actually, it's too funny because I'm rapping, you know, even though someone else is rapping.
Can we hear that?
No.
No, come on.
No. Believe me, I look stupid on it.
I tell you what, I'll go first, you go second. Are you up to the challenge?
Okay. What's the word from Officer Byrd? Here he goes again. Okay.
That's pretty good. 1, 2, 3, into the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg, Dr. Dre is at the door. There you go.
See, you're the man.
Hey. Now your turn, Officer Byrd. Still not squawking. Stop your squawking. So social media could be an avenue.
It could be an avenue, right. And I'm not, unfortunately, I'm an entertainer. I'm not a promoter, okay? And people always try to want to help, but everybody, and don't get me wrong, you know, the money. And me, I'm not into the money, be honest with you. Things go to my nonprofit. You know, it's not very big, and I have Officer Byrd Save the Children Foundation. And the book on Amazon.com, The Adventures of Officer Byrd, basically that money, which I haven't sold many because I don't promote it, goes to...
All right, we'll take a minute and promote it.
Okay, so basically, there's a book that helps children teach them how to protect themselves, and if something does happen, how to get a hold of someone, and Officer Byrd is a hero in it. You know, he can get 6 feet tall, he has magic powers, and bottom line is, he saves her.
He's a
from
superhero.
This bad guy. He's a superhero somewhat. And if you buy the book, the money goes into the nonprofit. And then what I do with the nonprofit is basically keep on going with Officer Byrd, and I donate money to abused children and foster kids. And I do a lot of charity work at these picnics and this and that because people love taking pictures with the Byrd. Not with me, but with the Byrd, which is fine. I don't care, you know. But basically – our job has always been to help kids because I grew up in not a very good situation from New York. And
what do you mean?
Well, if you want to hear about
it,
my father left when I was 11 years old, 5 kids, okay? He was very abusive. He was an alcoholic, you know, a big smoker in New Yorkers, you know, whatever. Not all New Yorkers, but basically, you know, he'd be hitting us with hangers and belts and when we did something stupid. And then my mom, unfortunately, moved from back east out here from man to man, you know, I hate to be so graphic about it, but we lived in hotels and motels.
It's life, right.
And so basically I knew, and I was almost abused myself as a kid at Coney Island. And some guy, you know, I was in the bathroom and some guy, you know, pulled out his, you know what? I said, hey, you want to, and I said, no. So I punched him, you know, really hard and I ran. But those are the kind of things that you see in life, and I want to make sure that kids aren't abused. You know,
is that part of what moves you? What drives you?
That's part of what drives me is growing up knowing that there's a lot of bad stuff that goes in the world, and I've seen it. And being a policeman, of course, you see a lot of that too. And you know, if I can help one person, I enjoy my life. Don't get me wrong. It's just part of what I do in life, and that's what I chose to do. And I was in Vietnam as well, and then I got out and became, you know, a policeman. And I raised my kids. I got, you know, two grandkids and three children, and I love them all. And that drives me to just save one person. And you know what? I do want to bring up though the adult thing, because so many adults are molested and they don't talk about it. And I'm honored that when I talked to someone about it and they tell me about it, they said, you know what? I feel better now that I've talked about it. And that's what you need to do. If you've been molested, find someone to talk about and help something. And believe me, when you get the word out, things are going to change.
It's cathartic.
Very much so.
It's cathartic.
Yes.
All right. Final thought. What's your final thought?
My final thought is to thank you very much for having us on your show, having us there, bringing Bird back. You know, my final thought is thank you, thank you, thank you. And hopefully the word will get out, you know, and you and I and you will help one child.
The other you being Alexia.
Alexia, producer.
Yeah, it's okay.
But I cannot thank you enough for what you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You know, I think that there are moments in, you know, I'm a television broadcaster, but we also have this podcast, and there are moments in which we do end up interfacing with people who help people, and I always admire people that do that. I admire you for what you do. I admire you for what you did. And for those who would like to see, if you're in another part of the country or world, and you'd like to see what Mike and Officer Byrd did 20 or so years ago, in the 80s. It actually was more like 30 years ago.
Yeah, 30 years. Yeah. Long
maybe
time.
40.
I'm old.
80, 90, 90, 2000, 2010 to 2000. Ooh, wow.
But just to let you know, if I can take one note, he's actually been seen. Japan came out and did a show on him.
Did they?
And so did England came out and did a show on him.
So he's an international star.
He's an international, more or less. But, you know, he was more out here in California.
Well, I was going to say, if you go into Google or YouTube and you put in
somewhere,
Officer Byrd, you're very likely
going
to see one of these public service announcements from the 80s. And they're pretty interesting to look at.
Yeah.
They are pretty interesting to look at. I would encourage you to take a look at that. I would thank you very much for being here, Mike.
You're quite welcome. My honor.
Officer Byrd, give me a high five. I would like you to just imagine that the bird put up the claw and went high five with me, and there you go. It happened. I swear. No, it didn't. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
If you haven't already, subscribe to our podcast, What the Hell? And we'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye, Officer Byrd.
Bye-bye.